Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And good morning and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And yes, even though the Angels season is over, we definitely acknowledge the Halos. And, you know, now we transfer our affections a little bit because they still are the hometown team. Only when they're not playing the Angels in the World Series, and that being the Dodgers. And we wish them well in the first part of the playoff series that they're involved in, the regional one. But boy, those pesky Giants were looking awful good last night. And Dodgers didn't even score a run. So I hope that does not portend how this series will end. But we will see. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show, as I have been for the last 9 years. Great to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the originator of Two Birds, a chicken concept that is in the Trade Food Hall in Irvine, and the full-service Raw by Slapfish, which is on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish. And for you pizza lovers out there, let's not forget his New Jersey-style pizza joint, very authentic. Big Parm, which is in Tustin in the mess hall, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And unfortunately, it's going to be on a bit of a serious note because we hope to be talking about the upbeat aspect of National Seafood Month, which it is, why seafood is important, particularly sustainable seafood, and why we're starting to see more seafood in our diets in general. But in the last week, we have had the tragedy of the oil spill connected to a pipeline off Huntington Beach on an oil-producing platform, and the ramifications of that in terms of sourcing seafood in Southern California waters for the foreseeable future is not a wonderful thing. Chef Andrew will tell us what we need to be cautious about and what we should do. And also that applies to local anglers who are fishing off piers and breakwaters in the Southern California area. Until the all clear comes, you certainly do not want to be eating those fish because as some people don't realize, crude oil is actually very toxic, even in small amounts. So we're here to give you some good information, and I'm sorry to have to mention that, but boy, that's you know what we're faced with in the last week. In the better news department, I am glad to say that Aaron is here with us again in technical excellence. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, guys.
Glad to have you here in technical excellence, sir. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that enhances what we do here on Saturday mornings. Frequently, when we have a cookbook author guest, they're kind enough to share a recipe or two from their new cookbook, and we're able to post that so you can enjoy those. Because one thing we have seen during the pandemic, people are definitely enjoying cooking at home more and diversifying their repertory of what they can prepare. And I don't think that's a bad thing when you look at it in the overall perspective. It just makes you appreciate more about where those all those raw ingredients come from and their value and how we can make nutritious meals out of all of them. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're proudly presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And speaking of Melissa's, an exciting announcement for them this week. They are the newest partner of the Angel City Football Club. And the Angel City Football Club, they will start playing in the spring of 2022. And they're going to be at the Bank of California Stadium in downtown Los Angeles. And they are the 11th member of the National Women's Soccer League. Kind of exciting. And they will have a female head coach who's also a former U.S. Women's National Team star. So that's kind of exciting. And as part of their sponsorship, there's involvement in the community. This isn't just all about having logos in the stadium. Melissa's always gives back and gives back very generously. But the main aspect of their giving back to the community in their association with Angel City Football Club is at ACFC youth soccer camps and clinics and other community events throughout the year. Melissa's will be, of course, donating fresh fruit and their line of clean snacks. So exciting. Congratulations to Melissa on that. Melissa's on that. And we look forward to following the progress of the new Angel City Football Club. Boy, Bank of California Stadium is fast becoming the professional soccer linchpin in Southern California. So definitely fun to see. As always, we have a very full show for you today. I love to talk about community food events that have a charity beneficiary. They're very grassroots, meaning there's not a huge professional organization that's behind them. Nothing wrong with that, but boy, the smaller, more grassroots fundraisers, they have trouble getting visibility and they deserve our attention. After having to take a year off because of the pandemic, I'm delighted that the Tastemakers of Orange County is coming back next week on October 13th, and this benefits the Orange County Asian and Pacific Islander Community Alliance, easier to say, OCAPICA. We're going to be talking to a representative from OCAPICA and also one of the participating chefs, Chef Shotzi, who is from Aja, with the original location being in Anaheim, about this wonderful event that the chefs all enjoy doing. Then we're going to take a quick hike back up to Santa Barbara County, and three wine AVAs that are in that area, not the least of which is Happy Canyon, Santa Maria Valley, and also Santa Rita Canyon. And we're going to talk about the labels that are under the Deerberg Estate Vineyard and Star Lane Vineyard. A little bit under the radar in terms of the magnificence of their facilities. Their actual winery is on a huge ranch, the Star Lane Ranch, and it is really only open on a very limited basis. Their tasting room is on Drum Canyon, and I had a chance to go up there a couple weeks ago, and we'll be talking about them because it's really a very impressive operation. A husband and wife team that, you know, really wanted to produce premium varietals and have succeeded. Then we're going to take a quick look in Malibu. They're not that many easily accessible restaurants in Malibu that do both lunch and dinner and offer wonderful food at reasonable prices. We're going to be talking with the Nicholas Eatery. We're also going to be talking with the new executive chef at the Jonathan Club, let you know what the Jonathan Club does to serve their community, and also a wonderful fundraising event they have coming up to benefit CCAP, Michelin Stars Under the Stars, that's coming up a little later in the month. Unfortunately sold out, but definitely worth talking about because of the chefs that are involved and the cause. Then we will visit Marino Ristorante in Hollywood near Paramount, now under the tutelage of the sons of the original founder, one running the front of the house, one in the kitchen. Great that it is in the second generation of the founding family and still doing pretty impressive food. So sit back, relax. When we come back, we are talking about Tastemakers of Orange County. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.